Rail collision derailment in Colhurst raises concerns over crew safety. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada has released its investigation report into a recent rail collision and derailment in Colhurst, Alberta. The report reveals that the accident occurred on February 11, 2024, when a Canadian Pacific Yard crew was attempting to connect 66 railcars using a remote control locomotive system. The crew's actions resulted in a collision with stationary cars and subsequent derailment, but fortunately, there were no injuries reported and no dangerous goods were released. The investigation found that the crew's switching practices involved multiple adaptations from written instructions, reducing the safety margins those procedures were intended to provide. This deviation from standard operating procedures likely contributed to the accident. The employee providing distance information was doing so by portable two-way radio while driving a vehicle, which divided his attention and affected his ability to provide accurate distance estimate instructions. The combination of high cognitive load and reduced visibility at night further impaired the crew's judgment, making it more difficult for them to execute the procedure safely. This incident serves as a reminder that even seemingly minor adjustments to procedures can have significant consequences when not followed correctly. Following this occurrence, Transport Canada inspected the rail yard and later issued a letter of non-compliance. In response, Canadian Pacific conducted a formal investigation and coached crew members on the rules. The company also conducted job briefings and a safety blitz to educate local crews on the occurrence. To address the issue, Canadian Pacific implemented new procedures requiring that all crew members pushing equipment on non-main track must have a qualified employee riding the leading piece of equipment while controlling the movement. This measure aims to improve communication and reduce the risk of similar accidents in the future. The company's efforts to correct the issue were recognized by Transport Canada, which issued a letter acknowledging sufficient action taken. While this incident is unfortunate, it underscores the importance of proactive measures to prevent accidents and ensure crew safety. The investigation report provides valuable insights into the causes of the accident and offers recommendations for preventing similar incidents in the future. The Transportation Safety Board's findings highlight the need for clear communication, adherence to established procedures, and effective training among crew members. As the rail industry continues to evolve, it is essential that companies prioritize crew safety and implement measures to mitigate the risks associated with accidents like this one. By doing so, they can minimize the impact of such incidents on their operations and ensure a safer working environment for all employees. Ultimately, the Colhurst derailment serves as a wake-up call for the rail industry, emphasizing the importance of vigilance and proactive safety measures to prevent similar accidents from occurring in the future.